Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bill Romanowski, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I got a story about Santana.
Yeah, what do you got?
A very cool Santana story. So before I went in the military, I got a couple. I took screenshots of some things I do want to talk about in the next 10 minutes. Quarter after the hour, David Feldman. Bottom of the hour, we're going to reach back out to Jason Knight to get a little update from last night. So I'm at a concert at the Sun Dome. It is Eddie Money and Santana. So, you know, back in the day, the GA, you all fight.
Eddie Money was the two tickets to paradise?
Yeah. Eddie Money's one of my favorite things I've ever done is I stood on stage with Eddie Money. Eddie Money was performing. I wasn't standing with him. I was on the side, ironically, with John Gruden as Eddie Money was performing.
Cool.
Cheap Trick and Eddie Money put on a show. It definitely was cool. So I learned way back when you stormed the stage, you stick your arms out as far as you can go. So you're like touching the barricade. And you, what would this be called? A straight stiff arm, maybe?
It's a stiff arm.
So that you have all this all this room in front of you. And then as they push and as they push, you know, you have a little bit of give. You have a little bit of an area. So Eddie Money took a scarf off and he threw it. Landed, I think, just to the right of me, if I remember. And two people grabbed it. One was a female, one was a dude. And they were fighting over the scarf. The guy just punched the girl in the face and took the scarf.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal.
What?
Yeah. So then Santana comes out.
Wait a second.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
Dude just punched a lady in the face for a scarf?
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. So Santana comes out. They play. I don't remember if it was before the encore or after, whatever. He goes to throw his guitar pick. Right?
Yep.
Everybody sticks, you know, their hands up. They're trying to get it. And I swear to you.
You punched the lady to get
it? I swear to you this happened. Santana looked right at me and pointed at me and then did like parting of the Red Sea. And he told everybody to get away. And he reached over and flipped it to me.
Really?
Yeah. So then I'm in the military. It was a triangle guitar pick. And it was in my wallet. And my wallet got stolen in the barracks in Boston. And I offered a reward just to get the damn thing back. And
did it say Santana on the pick?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it was. What yeah, the, if not, it was.
What did the wallet say? Did it say hang loose?
I don't know. I think that's the last time I ever had a wallet.
Was it made out of denim? Had a picture of a kitten?
No, I think it was brown cowhide, but I've never had a wallet since, I don't think. I've never used a wallet since. Not because of that reason.
I guess there's a new, like, there are pickpockets out there.
Well, yeah, but I
get it. Pickpockets.
No,
be careful.
I don't get it.
Pickpocket. You stole your pick.
Oh, you're an idiot.
In your wallet.
You're an idiot.
Come on, that's clever.
So somebody put a photo up. They got to meet Spike Lee, and took a picture with him.
All right.
People made some comments. I made one. As did here's another one very similar. He looked so excited to be there. Talking about Spike Lee.
Okay.
Spike Lee looked bored out of his mind. Right. You know what this putz responded? As long as I get my photo op, that's really all that matters to me. Whether the celebrity is thrilled, bored, uninterested, happy, sad is absolutely inconsequential to me. I wanted a photo with Spike. I got it. And I'm very happy about that.
Yeah. So what's your take on that?
I
mean, because celebrities we know from being around them all the time, and you being with one now. You know, like certain obligations are contractual, so that they have to do a certain number of time, or I, you know, unless you're Chris Jericho, you can just make up when you're going to leave and just go.
They're not contractual,
but they have like autograph signings, they have booking, they have like photo ops, they have you pay in advance to get a certain image or with, you know, so
you can pay for a meet and greet with Loretta Swit.
Right, and you would hope that they would be enjoying it.
This wasn't that
photo.
This wasn't that because I have two different opinions.
Okay.
You know, if it's a paid, it does piss me off if you pay for an autograph, if you pay for the photo op, you know, and you get that look.
Right.
You know, when we met Henry Winkler and he was the coolest dude ever, if he would have had a puss on his face, you know, it would have been devastating, you know, but meeting him and getting to meet him for 6 minutes or whatever it was. But when you meet somebody on a street corner, when you meet them leaving a concert,
they owe you nothing.
They owe you nothing.
Now, here's a question. Are you the type of person, does it matter to you if they take a selfie with a celebrity versus a photograph from like a manager or somebody in the crowd? So it looks like it's more authentic. Like, hey, they wanted to be in a photo with me. Not, hey, I walked up next to you, took a picture because you're walking past. You know, does that matter?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You know, what does matter, and I've told this story, Gene Hackman, the very famous Gene Hackman story.
Yeah, with the arm, the photo.
The Daytona 500. We're in the driver's meeting and all this stuff, and I'm like, holy crap, it's Gene Hackman. You know, and I always said, you know, make sure it's worth. And, you know, there was other people taking, you know, photos and such. And so I asked his buddy, you know, would you take this photo for me? And he looked at Gene Hackman. He's like, oh, now I'm your photographer, you know, to Gene Hackman. And I didn't think about it. And I didn't look. And the guy purposely took a picture of his elbow.
Right. So, I mean, but that just goes back to the value is in the eye of the beholder.
Sure.
So this past week ago, the Denver Nuggets became world champions, or I guess national champions, for the National Basketball Association.
Colorado champions.
National. They play the national team.
Well, hold on a second. You know, I'm just going to interrupt you because I was watching an ESPN, watching the College World Series, and an ESPN reporter said that she had the opportunity to talk to this ball player. I don't remember what team. I don't remember.
Okay.
But he's from Hawaii. And that he said, and I'm going to give her credit, she did say that he said that there's more opportunities on the mainland. Then she made another statement, and then she said, but it was important for him to go to the United States and play.
Oh, yeah. Because
Hawaii's not considered the United States?
It's a weird place. Yeah. I mean, the locals, like, yes, it's America, technically. But they have different pricing based on if you're a tourist or if you're a local. You know, you have to, you know, there's a lot of different regulations over there. They don't.
Well, that's in Vegas. But that's everywhere. In Vegas.
Like a gallon of milk is like $10 before inflation, before COVID. It was. And then if you were a local, you got a different card and then you got a different price.
But that's everywhere. When we go to Las Vegas, residents can ride the monorail for $1. Tourists pay $3.50.
No.
So it's the same thing. So you can't say, well, it's different.
Well, speaking of foreign places,
speak of it.
Djokovic, what's the guy's name? NBA champion.
Yeah.
From Serbia.
Yep.
Right. He was quoted as saying that basketball is not the main thing in his life. It's something that he's good at. So people were critical of him because he didn't know where his MVP trophy was. And, you know, he left and it was gone. He didn't care. He didn't seem like he was enthused about taking pictures or being in the celebration. He just wanted to get back to his horse. He wanted to take the team plane to go back to his horse.
Well, the horse had a race.
Yeah.
And I didn't get it that somebody, you know, posted that somebody should make T-shirts that says, now I can go home. And it was about him. Now that it's over, he could go home and get to the race.
But that's but you talk about big baby like Marcus what was his name?
Jones.
Marcus Jones, yeah. About how he said it's just
about the NFL. He said he wasn't a fan of the NFL. He was just good at it. So all right, let's go ahead and break. When we come back, we'll reach out to the president of BKFC and get some answers. Alan Belch, Jared Warren, Rental Hunt.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Michael Clayton from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat. The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. And they have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Saturday, June 24th, the UFC returns to Jacksonville. The heavy-handed Josh Emmett looks to turn back undefeated phenom Ilia Topuria, plus dangerous Brazilian Amanda Ribas, takes on the future Macy Barber. Don't miss UFC Fight Night, Emmett versus Topuria, live from ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around. And they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Pete Banaszak from the Oakland Raiders. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Pride Month, everybody. Randy,
happy jam session.
I'm on Amazon Prime, not Amazon Pride.
All right, we'll get to all your stupidity, funny, boring stuff in a minute.
Watch your shirt.
Let's go to the phone lines. A lot of questions, a lot of answers. I can't answer them. This guy can. The president of BKFC, David Feldman. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I know you're busy all over the place, a lot of events going on. Some news came out, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, and I saw all sorts of stuff on social media. I needed to get answers. I needed what's going on. We'll start with Alan Belcher.
Yeah, so Alan got an opportunity to fight on a big professional boxing card. He wanted to expand, you know, his horizons a little bit, gain his popularity, and thought he could do so there. So, you know, in order to do that, I told him that I wouldn't allow any of our champions to fight outside the organization, and therefore he chose to take the fight, so we decided to strip him of the championship.
Was it something that you could have said, no, you can't go do that? You know, I don't know what his contract was. Did he have fights left on?
No, to be honest with you, he was outside of contract. We renegotiated his new contract, some of it, and he was ready to go, but he got the offer, and you know, I mean, I have a great relationship with him. So he's a great guy. You know, I understand what he wants to do. But at the same time, you know, being the bare knuckle heavyweight champion of the world means you're one of the baddest MFers on the planet. And if you're that and fight outside the organization and happen to get beat for some reason, it just doesn't look good for the organization. So, you know, we just made the decision. We talked about it for a few days and we just decided that it was the best thing to do, not to hold up the division. You know, if he gets injured, if something happens outside of our organization, and then he has to hold up the division, it's just not fair to everybody else. So it's a decision we made. I feel very confident with the decision. I think we made the right decision. I think, you know, we did what the fans and the other fighters, I think, wanted to see happen. So that's what we did.
You know, I agree with what you're saying, and ironically, we were talking about that in the first hour. You know, the John Jones, Tyson Fury, or John Jones, Nagano, whatever. You know, organizations are not going to allow that. You know, you're under contract for a reason, and if a UFC fighter was to lose to a Bellator fighter, it could be devastating for the UFC. You would expect, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, on the Bellator side, and that's the same case with what you're saying. The BKFC is the elite of bare knuckle, and you certainly wouldn't want that to happen. I totally get it 100%.
Absolutely. I mean, he is fighting in a different sport, but at the end of the day is, you know, we take pride in our champions, and, you know, we think that they're some of the baddest people in the world, and because of that, we also feel like we do a good job promoting them and taking care of them, and because of that, we just don't want them fighting outside the organization. We really don't want any fighter fighting outside the organization, but if we can't keep them busy enough, I'm not going to hold them up from making money. But our champions are different. I mean, he was offered a fight in July, turned it down to take this fight. So, you know, he chose his own path.
For sure. And I'm just going to throw this one out. You don't have to respond, and then we'll go to the next one. You know, I'm the naive guy. I'm the guy that believes that, you know, everything. I seriously doubt. I believe that Alan Belcher wasn't scared to fight anybody. He just found a different opportunity for whatever reason, and that's why he made that decision. Go ahead.
I agree with you. I think that he thought that this was a safer fight and probably comparable or maybe even more money, and he thought it was a good opportunity for him. So, listen, I don't deny these guys from making money. I'm friends with a lot of them. I like a lot of them. I want them to do what they think is best for them. But just because it's best for them doesn't mean it's best for us.
Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely. And a lot of times it's not. You know, the organization has to take care of the organization. You know, there's two fighters fighting. You know, you can't do more for one than the other. It's the organization. So let's move on to another title holder, Lorenzo Hunt. What's going on with him?
Well, actually, I'm supposed to be talking to him. He called me earlier. I missed his call. I got to call him back. We're going to figure out what's next for him. I mean, ever since this news broke, he wants to fight for the heavyweight championship now, but we have a tentative fight for him for the 205-pound championship. So, you know, there's a lot of possibilities for him, but he's going to be fighting in the very near future, either at 205 or possibly challenging for the heavyweight championship.
You mentioned with Alan Belcher and tying up the belt and whatever, so I hope I'm not asking something that you haven't already been asked. It's now been made the Jared Warden fight in Lakeland, an interim title. Is that because you don't know what's next for Lorenzo and if he'll go back down?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted him to fight at defend the 205, and, you know, he did too. We talked about it, and then I made this match, and then he said, you know, why wasn't I asked for the fight? But at the end of the day, is that that's not really the weight he wanted to fight. He did it for the Mike Richmond thing. I'm only doing interim right now because I do think I owe it to Lorenzo Hunt. If Mike Richmond's victorious and if they both want to make this rematch happen at 185, I think I owe it to Lorenzo Hunt to still have that championship and a chance to defend it. If Lorenzo Hunt chooses not to defend it or Mike Richmond loses this fight and we don't make that rematch, then, you know, we'll probably not lift the word interim and just make it the championship.
Okay, and that was my next question. If it plays out the other way, will the winner of the interim automatically, you know, lose that interim and become the champion?
Yeah, I believe they will. I mean, I believe you got two of the top guys in the division outside of the champion right now. So I think it's a great fight. It's a competitive fight. You know, there's a lot of other guys coming to the organization right now. So there's going to be a lot more challengers at that weight division and at 205. But for right now, like I said, I think I made the right decision. I don't always make the right decision, but I think I did what was best for the company. And that's what I have to do. Not within my opinion, but what's best for the fighters, what's best for the fans. I think we did that. And, you know, we'll have Lorenzo Hunt matched up here in the next few days.
Before I ask you about Friday and then, of course, July, and there's many events in between, talk about your most recent new champion in Kai Stort. We had him on last week. We're going to be with him this weekend. Talk about that young man.
You know, I don't think that Kai is the most talented boxer in the world or even striker in the world, but what really made me really be proud to have him as our champion is the fact that he found a way to win. I mean, he's a guy, he's a wrestler, he's not a striker, and this isn't MMA, this is a striking sport. And he found a way to win. He promoted himself better than any fighter around. He's blown up his profile. You know, he did what we wanted a champion to do. He performed like one, he went out there, he acted like one. He was nice before and after the fight, so he did everything he should have done. I do believe he has a tough road ahead of him. We have a lot of really tough 145-pounders that are trying to take his head off next. So, you know, it's going to be a rough road for him. But as far as him taking the title from or winning that title, and the vacant title from Luis Lopez, I think that I think he won. I was there, obviously. I thought he won the fight. And, you know, he was nice before and after, thanked me. thank the organization, and it's, you know, a class guy for us to have represent the 145-pound division for now.
I agree 100%. Couple day, what is today? Wednesday. So 2 days from now, you're back down in South Florida. Talk about that card.
Yeah, we're back down to Hard Rock, our home away from home. We got Louis Palomino fighting James Lilly, probably one of his toughest challengers to date, a guy that did come down from 165, a guy that's a very skilled boxer that learned bare knuckle almost the same way that Louis Palomino did, so I think it's going to be a great, great fight. You got Jake Bostic taking on Eric Lozano, who's coming off a one-punch knockout of Francisco Ricci. You got a lot of tremendous fights on the undercard. It's going to be another stacked card, another packed house. It's just, you know, it's just going to be another great event at the Hard Rock. That's going to be this Friday night, June 23rd at the Hard Rock Casino in Hollywood, Florida. You can get all the information at BKFC.com.
Has it gotten crazier, or is it slowed down a little bit since, you know, the very beginning when we first started talking? You know, back then it was an event, you know, kind of like UFC wise, once every 3 months. Now it's like once every 6 days. So is that better or worse?
Well, you know, we're finding out the right recipe. We believe that it's better. We believe that we're really expanding this organization. We just did our projections for next year. We should have 66 events next year, but that's internationally. So I'll run it down for you and I'll break it with you. We're going to do 22 events in the United States. We're going to do 6 events in South Africa. We're going to do 12 events in Mexico. We're going to do 4 events in Bulgaria. We're going to do 6 events in the UK. And then we're sprinkling just single events out throughout Europe and South America as well. So we have a lot of big plans for 2024. I think it's going to be an unbelievable breakout year for us. I think it's going to be the one where we really make some real big noise. We're going to have the proper funding that we need to really blow this thing up in the next couple months. And, you know, I think it's going to be hard to catch us.
How are you going to determine, you know, the talent that you're going to use on wherever, pick one, Mexico, Africa, whatever? Are you going to use a lot of the fighters you presently have? Are you going to try to build and grow from that continent or country themselves, or a blend of both?
Yeah, we're going to try to grow from that particular location. What we want to do is try to get the best fighters from all around the world, not just fighters from different parts of the world. You know, you understand what I mean there? We want to try to find the greatest fighters that are all around the world to compete for the world championship. It's going to be a great move for us. We're teaming up with different promoters in different areas to make that happen. So, you know, it's not just us going out and searching for fighters. It's us teaming up with the right promoter or the right company in that part of the world that's really going to help us blow up.
Hey, Dave, so, you know, going back to the proper funding to really blow this thing up, you know, after the Denver fight, you know, you came on record and said that there was over 700,000 illegal streams. Like, is there anything that can be done about that? Is there anything we can do to tighten that up so that the revenue does go to the organization and pay the fighters what they deserve to be making in relative to boxing and other bigger sports?
I mean, they are coming out with new technology to combat piracy right now, so we're going to be able to combat that a little bit. But to be very frank and very honest, it's a hard thing. I actually heard from some of the top brass at the UFC who said the same thing. It's just, it's really hard thing to combat right now. So potential TV deals that we have on the table right now that we've been talking to for the past 3 months now look like they're going to come to a head here in the next couple weeks, and I think that's going to be the thing that really blows us up and really expands us to where we need to be. I think that the app, the streaming on the app is good. It's a great price, and I don't think that we get pirated a lot there. I think it's when we go up for the higher dollar ticket is where that happens. So, you know, we just have to find different ways of creating revenue, whether it's ad-based revenue, showing it free, and just creating ad-based revenue from advertisers and sponsors, which that's a really big business model we're looking at right now. There's a lot of options right now. But, yeah, I mean, look, the pay-per-view model, I'm not saying it's dead. It certainly is broken. It's broken because of piracy is so easily. I mean, any time a UFC fight comes on or a big major boxing match on, you'll see someone post, anyone have a link, bang, you got 10 people posting a link of a free fight. It's so easy to grab now. Now they are coming up with different technology that is going to allow you, it's going to find your IP address, so, you know, maybe you're going to be able to find someone, maybe you're going to be able to press a lawsuit. But again, that's a lot of time and money. So we just got to think of different avenues to create revenue, and we have a lot, and we're doing some really, really big things internally right now. And I think you know, it is an uphill battle with the pay-per-view thing, but I think things are going to really pan out great. Great question, though, Matt.
There you have it. Dave, as always, thank you very much. Take about a minute or two and relax, and then I know you're going to get back to work and get ready for Friday.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
David Feldman, the president of BKFC. Big things. Big Cheers. Things coming, like you just said, 22 events in the U.S., 6 in Africa, 12 in Mexico, 4 in Bulgaria, 6 in the U.K., and some more sprinkled around in my backyard.
Did I miss Thailand? Because that was a big market for them over there.
I don't think he said Thailand.
So maybe that's in addition to what he's already doing in Thailand.
Could be. We're going to get a hold. We're going to try to get a hold of Jason Knight here shortly, but allegedly long-lost guest. Walking through the door any minute from now. So
what?
We will wait to see if that happens.
Whoa,
this
what?
Is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stout Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Bob the Beast Sapp, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. I'm gonna knock him out.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Saturday, June 24th, the UFC returns to Jacksonville. The heavy-handed Josh Emmett looks to turn back undefeated phenom Ilia Topuria, plus dangerous Brazilian Amanda Ribas, takes on the future Macy Barber. Don't miss UFC Fight Night, Emmett versus Topuria, live from ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
How's it going, everybody? It's Jordan with Curated Heat, one of the best vintage stores in St. Petersburg, Florida. We are located on 2356 Central Ave in downtown St. Petersburg. We have sold to many different type of people, including Super Bowl winning athletes, celebrities, influencers. We do everything from vintage clothing, Supreme, Hypewear, Kicks, everything you could want, man. So make sure to come stop on down and see us at Curated Heat. Make sure to contact us on our Instagram at Curated Heat or our whatnot at Curated Heat. Again, our Instagram at Curated Heat or whatnot at Curated Heat.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chef Robert Irvine, highest rated show on the Food Network. Woo! And you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament of Pizza. This is Knockout Radio. What?
Nothing.
What are you laughing at?
No, I just like to have a good time on the radio.
No, you don't.
That's why I come here.
You just like to show off. But You're showing off to a guy that I still watch this video and I still cringe.
Why?
You know, when our Philadelphia cheesesteak over here started pounding the concrete.
Yeah.
Don't you remember when Travis beat the crap out of the tile?
Well, yeah.
That's why we had to move the table, because I think it broke some of the tiles.
He's got to toughen his knuckles up.
That's right.
How else are you going to train for bare knuckles if you don't start punching things that are hard?
Well, but I want him to punch you, but he punches the tile instead. First, let's be quiet.
I would punch words.
I'm turning you off.
No, I wouldn't punch words, because words are hard.
Shut up. talk to me about the video you sent where you and Super Bowl champ Kelsey kind of hung out.
That was cool. So one of my buddies back home, he does signings and stuff, and I got to meet Kelsey. It was awesome.
There's more to the story. I can tell by your smirk.
No, yeah. It's cool. I mean, everyone's there to go see Jason Kelsey, but all these guys there, my buddy's like, yo, this is my boy. He does bare knuckles. So they're like, holy crap, that was bare knuckle. Jason actually came over and started talking to me a little bit. He's like, dude, you really do bare knuckle? I was like, yeah. I was like, why? He's like, that's crazy. I was like, that's crazy. I was like, look at you. You're like, what, 6'2", 6'3", like 300 pounds? Like, you kill people. And he just starts laughing.
Didn't we see him in Vegas, or did we follow him out the mall in Vegas?
That would have been his brother. That wasn't him. That Travis. Was his brother.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
One of the Kelsey brothers.
Right. The Kansas City Kelsey.
Yeah.
You know, because they did it the proper way. Whatever the vintage store there is, they posted it. You know, and I'm dumb and naive and stupid and all that stuff. And he posts, you know, Kelsey's in the store. So we were literally two stores over.
That's awesome.
So we went over there. Well, he was there 4 hours ago.
Yeah.
You purposely wait. You know, until they leave, because you don't want to. It's like my nephew owns Curated Heat, a vintage store in St. Pete.
Right.
And plenty of Buccaneers are in there. That's plenty awesome. Of celebrities all the time.
Yeah.
They wait until after they leave. And look who's here. And then you run down and, oh, I'm here.
He was there five hours ago.
Exactly. So you're in town. I understand you're fighting tomorrow night at midnight.
No. Yeah, it sounds about right.
Are you on the Lakeland card?
Yes, I am on the Lakeland card. I mean, they don't have the posters out yet. But
okay, I should have asked David Feldman. He was literally just on the phone. Is it signed? Do you know who you're fighting?
Yeah, I know.
Should I have asked Dave if he could get you some bucked up? Do you want some that I have here on the table?
That'd be cool. I might take some with me.
Well, you'd have to fight Matt for it.
No, that wouldn't be hard.
I'll get you a form.
They tried saying shit to me about that. I was like,
ship. First of all,
ship.
Stop looking at my USS Barry on my computer.
That was pretty bucked up.
That was actually the Titanic Randy was on. That's a selfie on the
first
back of
all,
the laptop.
This ship never sunk.
Oh, shots fired.
Wow.
Torpedo room.
Wow. This ship never got lost.
Dang.
Oh, at least while I was on it.
That's right.
So you guys didn't have GPS back then, right? What did you guys use, a compass?
The stars.
you're always so nice to me until you get with this butthead.
He eggs me on.
I know that.
So what did you guys do with the other ships, like the Mayflower and the
You know, honestly, I can do the show without both of you.
I'm just laughing. Oh, I didn't say anything. I mean,
He's the nicest guy to me until he's with you.
I didn't say nothing.
Then he becomes like you.
He didn't say anything.
We're supposed to be, brothers in arms.
I got you, but you got to laugh when something's funny.
Well, that wasn't funny. that wasn't funny.
Wait till
it hurt your feelings.
Hopefully you're going to be as upset as I am when I die.
I will be very upset.
So speaking of Randy dying,
he's throwing a party though.
But I know that.
Well, he's been on record saying that his next weight cut is a cremation.
My cremation.
So how are you sitting on your weight cut? How are you sitting in fight camp? Like, how are you feeling right now?
I feel great. I'm killing it. I'm doing awesome. Killing it.
You know, it's pretty bad when you start laughing at your own jokes.
Yeah. I didn't mean to make a joke, but. Yeah, no, I'm doing good. Everything's great. I just got in town yesterday. It was like, what's it, like a 16-hour drive. I think I made it here in 18 and a half.
Are you looking for some side work while you're here? I know you're a landscaper.
Might have to. I got to wait for some sponsors to come through. Hopefully they do. If not, I'm going to be working. Yeah.
So yeah, so
that's your license plate.
Yeah, that's his license plate.
Yeah, yes.
Oh yeah.
I wish you could take a picture of that. So I showed Dave that. I laughed at him. He's like, seriously? That's why I can't get it made? I said, yeah. I got the day you came out with it.
So that's my license plate. That's brilliant. So those are on the radio. Obviously, you can't see.
Yeah, please.
What we're looking at, but they're.
Travis, I was going to call him a tool, but
Travis,
whatever.
The Animal Thompson, the BKFC fighter, been with the organization since day one, before it was an organization.
Yep.
Trained by Dave Feldman's father and in the same circle in the same gym. And you are the owner of the license plate registered in Pennsylvania.
BKFC. Yep.
That's got to drive Dave crazy.
I do. I make fun of him every time. I was like, cool.
Do you purposely park at the office?
No, I point it out to him every time I'm there. I'm like, cool, you got an Escalade. But you know, you don't have a BKFC
license plate.
It's like, got you there, buddy.
Maybe get BKFC 2.
No, because you'd be number 2.
Right.
And you know what a number 2 is.
Well, you could do 1.
Yeah, but you're not number 1.
No, you would know that, but nobody else would.
Yeah, I'll make sure everybody knows. Are you kidding me? He knows. That's why he won't.
And he's still going to let you fight when you have his license plate.
Absolutely. Yep.
That's what
I just hold my paycheck. That's
yeah. Right. So how long are you in town for? Are you here until the fight?
Really? The fight. Yep.
Well, why is that? Why is your fight camp here and not closer to home?
Because it sounds really bad, but when you're home, I'm focused on work. I'm focused on everything else that's going on in life with the wife, the kids.
So you're different than Matt, who just ignores his family.
I try to, but it doesn't work.
I have a family?
Yeah.
I was trying to find them. I don't know where they were.
No, it's something other than the Jeep with the ice bath in it.
Right. Well, that's where he takes his bath, in the back.
Right. So I'm homeless now.
When I'm here, you're I'm focused away. Only on my opponent, only on my camp, only on beating the crap out of him. So that's what we're going to do.
All right. So I'm going to ask you this because we're friends.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I would ask somebody that I don't know, but it's something I'm really curious about. Unless I'm wrong, you're not making crazy money doing this.
Nope.
So why do you do it? Not necessarily why do you fight, but why do you leave home? Why do you do everything that you do?
That's a good question. It's a good question. It's because, I mean, it's in me. Like, I'm a fighter. That's what I love doing. To be honest with you, I'm pretty much making the same money I'm going to be making back home. I just do it because I know there's going to be a time when this is done. It's over for me. I'm 40 years old, so I got to get as much of it in as I can.
Couldn't you make the same money or maybe even more just joining the circus and sitting next to the bearded lady punching tiles?
Yeah, right next to Matt.
I'm not a lady.
Well, I'll keep telling yourself that.
But the beard is real.
tell the story.
That's a trap. So I was going to give you I think we should get for your fight camp, we should all the corner guys.
This was almost funny.
We should get this shirt off of Amazon.
It's radio, so you have to describe it.
So it's a rainbow shirt from Amazon.
No, listen to
this. And the saying on the shirt, on the chest, says, I'll let you read it for the crowd.
Live radio. Somebody needs to read it.
There are more than two genders.
So we are about equality on this program and this network. We just need to know if you would like that.
Which check mark?
Men or women size.
That's
so funny. We got Keon one in baby gap size.
Yeah, baby gap.
That's his official sponsor.
Miniature.
So
he buys his clothes.
What is?
you got to laugh. That was kind of funny.
Not really.
Yeah. You're smirking.
So tell me about the training session. You know what's different. What will you be doing over the next whatever it is 6 weeks?
Is it
6 weeks?
No, it's like 4 weeks, less than 4 weeks.
Yeah, July 14th.
Yeah, July 14th is go time. So pretty much I do 2 days every single day, 7 days a week. Sundays don't matter. There's no day of rest. The day of rest will be July 15th. I just work out twice a day, go to the gym in the morning, St. Pete's gym. We do all our bag work, go through all the motions. Later in the day, we do the ice baths, we do the saunas, we do all the weight loss and the cardio stuff later in the day, sparring, all that stuff.
You use this Chucklehead's ice bath?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you require, I would never want to get in an ice bath after somebody's already been in it.
I use liquid chlorine, sanitary.
Yeah, and then you dunk your head underneath.
Yeah, exactly.
It's awesome. That's chloroform.
Yeah, chloroform.
It makes you stronger.
Yeah.
So you're doing bag work. You're doing weights. You're you running like boxers run and all that kind of stuff.
So I do run, but I'm actually focused more on like the bikes and all that, just because my joints.
Sure, you know? I got a great bike you could use if you'd like to use it.
That's
key. It's motorized.
Yeah, it's got, it's awesome. I got my miles in today, exactly. Baby. Somehow I gained weight. I don't know how.
I told my mom I'm going to start riding my bike from my house to her house to check on her. Yeah. She goes, "That's a great idea. Yeah. You get some exercise. I make sure that baby's fingers, charged.
My fingers,
It's 35 miles an hour. It's awesome.
Yeah, no, that's Keon's trying to get me to do some biking and stuff. So. We got a lot of.
So Trav, for the fans that don't know your fight history, and you're just, like, are you fighting close to your like natural weight? Or are you cutting down?
I always cut down.
Because I don't know if you guys saw, but Alistair Overeem is set to make his return, and he's come back as a welterweight. So he's trimmed down. He looks really,
no more
really
horse
good.
Meat.
Yeah, he looks great. So, but I didn't know like you know if you're.
I always cut down. I always cut down weight. I mean, I'm always in shape because I do physical labor.
And what exactly is that?
I do a lot of landscaping, like tree work.
I was just asking what's physical labor.
Yeah, you don't know because you sit at a desk all day.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, good for you. I drive me nuts. I can't do it.
So what time do you sell plasma before you come to the border? Is that the job you have when you're down here?
That's right. Well, that's right. You got to get your money. That's
I think no joke. I had a guy come in for an interview last week. He said that they're paying like $1,000 a month.
Seriously?
If you sell plasma, it's like three donations a week.
I might not be doing this fight.
I may not be doing this radio show.
I'm done.
Yeah. I get a commission if you guys go. So use Naked Pizza Man.
So up in the corner, you put in
Naked Pizza Man.
You have to get stabbed by a needle three times a week.
Three times a week. And I think the promotion running right now is $1,000 for 1 month.
Wow.
So you have to do three a week for 4 weeks.
I said 12 times.
Yep.
So you need to be smart because, like, you never look at when there's 5 weeks in a month. Yeah. So you want to make sure that you only do it for the 4 week
month. Who cares?
Month.
But, I don't care. But I'll do it 20 times.
It's on 38th Avenue straight through. And so, yeah.
I don't have GPS. I can't find it. Let's go hit our final break of the afternoon. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Fucked Up Energy.
Fireball.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Keenan McCardell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Leroy Glover from the Dallas Cowboys, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you. The final segment.
Bucked up.
Get bucked up.
Ready to get bucked up.
Well, there's
Steve almost got bucked up. He's talking crazy.
Yeah, you got to watch yourself.
Talk about you're my angle. You're my shot.
And then he almost got bucked.
He almost got shot.
I think that guy was in one of the Adam Sandler movies when he said, "I'm looking to see you outside the building."
Yeah, he's like, "You're about to get buckshot." And that's the shot of bucked up, which is in my possession right now. Look at that. Comes in a little shotgun cartridge, a little energy drink.
Wow.
So when you take over-the-counter supplements like this, do you worry about popping positive on a drug test for
to worry about that if you're taking some over the counter?
But the ingredients, there's so many. I mean, we don't
know. I can't read. It's okay. No. I mean, to be honest with you, if it's something that you're getting over the counter, I'm not worried about that stuff.
But there's illegal things in some things over.
Are there, right?
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you remember back to the Sammy Sosa, McGuire, like steroids.
Yeah,
there.
Okay, that's a good example.
Yeah, well, that's great. Yeah.
They didn't.
I got my steroids over the counter. It's okay because they put them on the counter. I took them off, it's okay.
All they took. They were taking Androstenedione and Androstat, which were steroids. They were sold at GNC. You could buy them over the counter.
And where the whole thing blew up was somebody took a picture of their locker.
Wow.
And one of the cans was in somebody's locker.
Gotcha.
And that's what kind of started the whole thing off. Matter of fact, Bucked Up, there are some products that you don't want to take.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they even made a point that they're going to make sure that they don't send deer antler or something to athletes because it could and it's not what we think it is, but it could test that it is.
Right. Gotcha.
You know, so you really do need to be careful.
Good. I mean, I've always done the same stuff. I've never had problems. I don't do anything crazy. I take some creatine and some protein. That's about it. So
I take T-bone steaks. I take some Philly cheesesteaks.
Grapes.
Huh?
Conversate for a few. Within a few, we're going to do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo?
What the hell are you talking about?
Biggie Smalls.
I don't know who that is.
Wow.
I know the name. You know, I know the two dudes killed each other, and one killed the other, and the other's posses went to the posse, and the posses shot it out.
Whoa. Like, that's a little bit too insensitive for this program. We're going to need
HR. You better watch out. You might get a buckshot. You're going to get bucked up.
We're going to need
from
HR.
From now on, don't be standing anywhere near Randy.
An adult.
Let me turn them off. Give me your thoughts. David Feldman talked about Alan Belcher.
Did he talk about me?
Nope.
Oh, then I don't care.
Okay.
Now, what about Alan Belcher? What? Because he got stripped of his belt.
Yeah, well, mutual decision.
Yeah.
You know, he went a different direction.
There's no problem with that. I mean, that's...
Well, and I'll be honest with you. David even cleared it up even more, where some people were upset and some fans who don't know much. Alan Belcher just got a new contract, so he really wasn't under contract.
Yeah.
You know, so he didn't run. And this is one of the things, and again, I've said it numerous times, I'm naive, I believe, blah, 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 blah. I find it hard to believe that a professional fighter that's had X amount of professional fights is running away.
Right, he's not going
from a fight.
Right,
he's not.
Yeah. Now, what happens is when you are, I mean, he was a champ, so another organization came in, offered money, probably more money than what he was being offered from, you know, BKFC. Who knows? I'm just saying that. Or he just got to him at the right time that his contract was up, so he took the deal, and
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with it, and. What happened in his last fight that he took?
I didn't see it.
Didn't he lose? Boxing?
I don't know.
Yeah. So, I mean, whatever. Good for you. Here's the thing. When you're a fighter, you're not an organization. You're a fighter.
Right.
Okay? Your career is over in a blink of an eye. You know, it goes a lot quicker than you think. You know,
so does life.
Yeah. That's right. Hey, I hear you. But, I mean, not many people can be in their 40s doing it. I am. Most people are usually wrapped up by the time they're in their mid-30s. I mean, I'll probably do it till I'm in my mid-50s, but that's me. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
I'm trying to think of a 50-year-old Philadelphian fighting a 22-year-old Nebraskan.
I'd still
Nebraskan.
Knock him out, so it don't matter. Doesn't
matter. How old was Rocky? He was like 50-something.
Wasn't 50. Well, maybe in Rocky 6. You know, seriously.
Fight Alzheimer's?
When he fought Antonio... Don't feed into him.
So when we saw Antonio Tarver in Mexico for USA versus Mexico, I was like, yo, Mason. And he's like, shut up, Trav. I was like, wait, what did you just say? He's like, shut up, Trav. I was like, how does Antonio Tarver know who Travis Thompson is? He's like, come on, man. I know exactly who you are.
He was a commentator for BKFC.
Yep.
So
stop.
He was there.
Shut up.
We're all there.
But I'm just saying, you know, Antonio Tarver does a whole lot more prep than Matt does.
Who?
Exactly.
It's not true.
That's not true. That's not true. He did a nice bath today.
Yeah. I prepped.
I'm so chill right now.
Yeah.
Do you, A, do you know, and B, is it out who you're fighting?
Yeah, I know who I'm fighting. I don't think it's out yet.
Why is it a secret?
I don't know. I have no clue. Yeah, I think it's because they have so many shows on right now that they're playing catch up with getting things out into the public eye. That's just what I think. It might not be the reason, but
no comment.
Who knows?
And I don't know what advantage it brings, and I don't know what it detracts from.
Well, I think what it does is you have a card. You're like, oh, wow, this card's stacked. How can it get any better? And then you throw one or two more in there. Like, holy crap, how did you – they really did make it better. I never thought they could do that.
I understand that. And again, I want to say this, you know, because I know fans.
Right.
Fans normally don't even look past co-main event.
Right.
But, yeah. You know, like, you're right. This card in Lakeland is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And all we know are the first two fights.
Yeah. But as they keep throwing more fights out there, you're like, wait, that person's fight? Holy crap, that's a great fight. And that's what they keep doing. And then before you know it, you'll see the entire person like, wow, this is really stacked.
And the same chuckleheads won't show up for the first fight. And the same chuckle fights won't, you know what I'm saying? Which drives me crazy. It absolutely bothers me. You know, I'm curious on Saturday with the UFC having a noon start, you know, how many people won't even realize it?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and they're going to miss. And to be honest, I didn't know in Charlotte that it was a noon start.
Wow.
You know, which messed up
messed up everything.
It did, which enabled me, to be honest, it worked out to our advantage. We did a whole documentary. We covered three events in 24 hours.
That's awesome.
Which was really cool.
So let me ask this question. And I think I already know the answer.
I'm scared.
No, but I think I already know the answer to it because I know you. But you put a lot of effort and time into your wardrobe, into your
everything.
Look, into your brand, into your image.
Hold on a second. A lot of effort. I remember going to a JCPenney looking for a suit.
Yeah. Stop, dude. Really?
Not a suit.
Dude, how do we look?
You look awesome.
Do we look good? Okay. So I went anywhere and everywhere to find a suit. I got a suit.
Yeah, we did.
I looked awesome.
We
shut
did.
Up. But, so you have to throw that out there on the radio.
But what?
So
but
what if we
you picked sides and I had to throw a bullet?
I didn't pick any sides.
You should have just wore
I'm sitting in the middle of the table here.
You should have just wore your birthday suit.
Jeez,
I got mine on.
Jeez.
That's what I wear, my birthday suit. Custom made.
See, that's the side that you're going.
But listen, Chad,
I'm not picking that side.
But here's the thing. But with not being able to announce your fight or not being promoted like that, that affects your ticket sales and your ability to market yourself. Like, so they should get it out in a more timely manner.
I get that, but you got to also realize I'm from Philly. I already have sold the tables I need to sell, so I'm good to go.
And that's what I was going to say. I'm going to disagree with you. Shocking. You know, Travis fans don't care who Travis is fighting.
Right.
You know,
and
that's anybody. I'm not just saying you.
No, you're right.
You know,
you're right.
You think anybody cares? They're going to fly from Ireland to Vegas to watch Conor fight. They don't care who he fights.
Yeah.
They're coming for Conor. They're coming for Trav. They're coming for Jared, you know, whatever. Would it help? It certainly wouldn't hurt, but I don't know how much it helps.
Right.
Because fans are coming for one fight or not the fight.
That's true. I think this could be a great fight when they actually do throw it out there and people are going to enjoy the fight itself, so it could sell more tickets. I'm not here for ticket sales. I'm not here for that. I'm here to do my job, put on a great show beforehand, during, and after. I go through the crowd. I talk to everybody, do all that stuff. Again, I really don't care about ticket sales. I already sold enough tables. I'm good to go.
So people are driving down from Philly?
I have a couple of people that are flying in.
Flying in?
Yeah. I'm the only idiot that drives.
I was going to say. Well, that's why, because you needed a car here.
That's why, because I need a driver.
Right.
I can't.
Right.
I'm not going to Uber everywhere.
Right. Yeah. You know, especially when you're here for that long, and it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
My mom made a comment. She's been going up periodically to my brother in Atlanta. They're driving her car up there.
Mm-hmm.
She has two cars, so one car will be here, one car will be there, so that she's not stuck in a house. She's not Ubering.
Have a car. That's
and
awesome.
She always has transportation.
Smart.
So I guess it does make sense.
Yep.
Enjoyment. Is there any in the next 4 weeks? Is there anything, you know, whether it's fishing with Kelly or going to a Rays game?
That was the one thing that was going to be cool, going fishing with Kelly. I'm kind of weird.
We know.
Yeah, but I don't like doing things. I don't like going fishing. I don't like going to baseball games. Like, I'm here to beat the crap out of this guy. That's all I'm focused on. So it's like sometimes it's cool to get away for a minute or two,
right.
But I better get my training in that day.
Oh, like, for sure.
Like,
no.
We might go fishing, we might go to a game or something like that, but I'm still training. Like,
well, and that's what I would always say to fighters, and I know we only have about 2 minutes, is, you know, when you go to a, like an exotic place or Hawaii, you're still there for work.
Yeah, that
so it's not about going out and playing, but as long as you get your job done, you get your training in, maybe even do a little extra because you know you're going to go there,
mm-hmm.
you know, watch what you eat and, you know, still enjoy. We were talking about if you knew your life was going to end, still got to enjoy life.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you can
right.
still
you're
center
right
on.
That. So what I wanted to do, which would be awesome, would be if my wife can bring, you know, my son down, because his birthday is the 12th. I'm fighting on the 14th, so I'm going to miss his birthday. I was like, dude, can you bring him down? Like, I'll pay for you guys to fly down. Yeah, I'd love to see him on his birthday. So that's one thing I want. I want that. And then from the walk me out, and then we'll do something nice afterwards. Maybe we'll go to Disney or something.
Cool. Well, maybe I can try to set up you doing some fishing at Disney.
That would be awesome.
The lakes of Disney. So
that would be awesome.
I appreciate you stopping by next week. Let's just let's count on it. I will make you the official co-host. He's now the co-host.
Yeah.
He will be demoted again.
That's awesome.
You know, which will
That's
make awesome. This perfect. I'll give you 10 seconds. Anything to say before I turn you off?
Okay, you're cut off.
As you know what shirt size you wear for the there are more than two gender shirts.
That's why I shouldn't give him any time.
Yeah, for
see,
sure.
We had a great conversation.
We did, and he had to ruin it. Want to thank everybody for tuning in. Want to thank all of our guests, and of course, the legendary 2-time Emmy Award winner, Loretta Swit. You'll be able to get that on the download. Steve will have that available later this afternoon. Until next week, enjoy the weekend. BKFC on Friday, UFC Saturday, BYB on Sunday. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink.